check, 1, 2, test, 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 looks like it works. Okay, this is Blant Nguyen and Andrew Graham, and I'm sitting here talking to Kathleen and Shanna Rondo at Fort Pierce. Day is May the 5th, 1984. Now, let's see. Kathleen and Shanna are working on the Folk Art Apprentice Project, our step dancing. Shanna is learning, supposedly, and Kathleen is teaching, for sure. When I was down here first, you were talking about being certified. What do you mean by being certified?
Well, in order to teach Irish dancing in Ireland, you have to first become a certified teacher. You can't just hang a sign up and start teaching. And this test consists of 30 figure dances, 16 set pieces, and you also have to teach. If you want to become a judge, and you have to be 30 years of age to become a judge, you have to do the judge's end of the exam also, which involves judging and teaching a group of some. They usually throw in some champion dancers, and if you don't pick them out, you're in rough shape.
Yeah.
The dances that I find that the dancing, and I think most teachers find the books are the hardest part of the exam, because a lot of the dances are very repetitious. But you also have to know how many figures are in each dance. They'll throw questions at you like, explain the second figure of the forehand reel in detail. And other questions will just say, name it. But and you have to pass with a 70 mark. So many questions are 10 marks, some are 5. They total 100, and you do have to have a 70 to pass. If you want to teach in Ireland, you have to do the Gaelic end of it, which is they ask you questions in the Gaelic language, and I have done that. So if I ever decide to go back to Ireland, I can do that.
So you do speak enough Gaelic to
just
get
enough,
by.
Just about.
Well,
I've lost a lot since I left Ireland.
Huh. All right, you led up to something there. Before we get much further, tell me about, you know, your entire life in 2 minutes or less.
Oh boy. Well, I was born in Dublin, Ireland, and I won't say how many years ago. I've always been interested in dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done all types of dancing, Scottish dancing, tap dancing, ballet. In fact, when I lived in Hartford, Connecticut, I was one of the few who used to do toe tap. And I could kick myself today for not keeping it up. It's tap dancing on ballet shoes.
Yeah.
And it's quite a novel thing.
Yeah.
And it's unheard of today. You don't ever hear of anybody, it's totally unheard of. But I still have my shoes, and I keep thinking one of these days I'll get back to it.
Yeah.
But Irish dancing has always been my first love. So when I came to this country, I settled in Hartford, Connecticut.
Now when was that?
That was in 55.
Yeah.
And happened to go down to a dance which was held at the Irish Club in Hartford, and somebody was demonstrating an Irish step dance called the Blackbird, and it was all wrong. Arms were away from the sides, feet weren't crossed, and just everything that we were taught in Irish dancing was not being done. So that was my first instinct to go out and teach Irish dancing. Up to that I had no intention of doing it.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of people ask me if I would, and I got started, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah. So when did you move down to Florida?
Oh, 1977. Moved to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Miami 4 years, and while I was there, I opened up a school in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. And I moved up here. My husband got transferred up in 81.
Hmm.
And August of 81. And I opened a school here in Fort Pierce, and then this past September I opened a school in Boca Raton, so I travel right down the coast.
Right.
3 days a week.
You don't go as far as Miami now, though.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So you got Miami, Lauderdale, Boca Raton, and here.
And Fort Pierce.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And before we get much further, tunes. I'm actually in tunes. When you dance a hornpipe, do you have to dance a particular tune? Do you dance a Fisher's hornpipe dance?
No, it could be any hornpipe. It could be the Derry hornpipe.
Okay.
It could be any, as long as it's in 2-4 timing. Your reels and your hornpipes are 2-4 timing.
Okay.
As long as it's in the 2-4 timing.
What's the difference between a hornpipe and a reel?
Actually, if you slow the hornpipe down, you'd come out with the same dance.
Okay. Because I know Southern fiddle players, they play Ricketts hornpipe and Fisher's and a bunch of others, and they play them just like reels.
Right.
You know, you get to where you know that used to be a hornpipe at one time.
And if you slow it down, it becomes a hornpipe.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, our jigs are in 6/8 timing.
Yeah.
And then we also have slip jigs, which is a 9/8 timing, and that's only found in the dance music of Ireland.
Hmm.
And that's an unusual time.
All right. Now, set dances, like what you were teaching, you know, the orange robe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What?
They're all in different times. We have some in 4/4, some in 2/4, and some in 6/8. The orange rogue is in 6/8 timing. It's a jig.
Okay.
The piper is in 4/4. And we have many, many dances. And the set dances comprise of, like, in your reels, jigs, and hornpipes, it's an even amount of bars on each foot. It's 8 bars on the right, 8 bars on the left. You repeat everything on the right and the right, and then you repeat it on the left.
Right.
And there are a certain amount of steps in each dance, but in a set dance, your step is, most of them are 8 bars for the step, but then for the set it could be anything from 12 bars, 16 bars, to 24 bars.
Why?
So your set is always longer than your step, and that's what differentiates between the set dances and the reels, jigs, and hornpipes.
So a set dance, let's see if I've got this right, a set dance is sort of married to a tune because the tune and the dance are different.
Tie in together, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We also have figure dancing, which is done to reels and jigs. That's it. They're either done to reels and jigs. And that's what I was telling you about those 30 dances in the books for your test.
Right.
They're all reels and jigs.
All right, but now, all right. Now with set dances, though, like the orange rogue, you can't do the orange rogue except to the orange rogue or another tune who has identical,
right,
like measure.
Right, the same even amount of bars.
Right,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Your set dances are what is used in the championships all over the world.
Right.
Usually they have for the ladies, they have a choice of a reel, the lead out to a reel and 2 steps, plus a set dance. If it's the seniors, it's a set dance, 2 set dances, 1 in 6/8 timing, 1 in 2/4 timing, or 4/4, contrasting tempos.
Okay.
But the juniors, the minors, are usually just 1 set dance, and they usually tell you, submit your own set dance.
And when you're in competition, what are the age breaks?
The minor, let's see, what is it? I've been out of it for a while now. The minor is 12 and under. The junior is 12 to under 16, and then the senior is 16 and over.
Yeah.
So it's 3 categories.
So Shanda will be competing in the...
She'll be considered the junior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shanda, before you go to Mass, how come you like to do this stuff?
Well, for one thing, I was brought up with it. When I was little, I used to always see, like, Dawn. My mom started Dawn when she was 3, and everything usually that Dawn did, I did, and I wasn't going to be outdone by my sister, so I watched, and I tried to pick up, and I just kept falling on my butt, but after a while, I got the hang of it, and ever since then, I've just been dancing, and I like it a lot. You know, I do other types of dancing, like jazz and modern tap and stuff like that, but usually, I do the Irish dancing the most.
All right, is that... don't tell me what you think I want to hear. Is that your favorite or is it not?
I think I like the jazz and the Irish dancing just about the same.
Yeah. Do you go through spells of where you just can't stand to dance that old Irish stuff anymore?
Right.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Do you think you're pretty good at it?
I think I have the potential to be. Sometimes I'm not always willing to practice, but I think that if I practice, I could become pretty good.
Do you try to do a little dance or at least exercise or something every day? Do you try to do something?
Yeah, pretty much. I try to exercise. Sometimes I just bored, so I practice. Sometimes.
Is she pretty good about keeping up?
Most of the time, except when she wants to go out or has a date or something, then I get a hard time.
She's not old enough to have
kids. You're right. You tell her that. That's what I've been telling her.
Oh, my. Let's see now. What else are we going to ask here? How long, when did you start it when you were then, if Dawn was 3 or 4 and you were just barely toddling around then? And you're now 15, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Okay, when's your birthday?
November 21st.
All right, I'll put that over there. Yeah, clip that old breezy sweatshirt somewhere. All right. Let's see now. Do you expect to make a living dancing?
Well, I'm not sure if I want to yet, but...
What have you been thinking about?
I hope to finish school, you know, and go to college.
Yeah.
But I'm still not sure what I want to do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Her first dress. Oh, right. Let down to here. See how little she was.
Golly. Mm.
It's all dusty. That's it. Can you imagine how little she was?
All right.
You can see where I...
Yeah,
so,
right.
Teeny. It used to be funny if the fascists become.
Yeah. What's the hardest, what has been the hardest part of step dancing for you to learn so far?
I think the step dances are the hardest, usually, maybe, but it depends, usually. Because the reels are easier for me to learn because I like them better. And like the hard sheet dances are like, sometimes they're harder to learn because, well, sometimes they are, but.
Because of the triple movement.
Right.
All right, now you used two things there. One was hard shoes dancing. What else is there?
There's the soft shoes too. We have the reels and the slip jigs that we do in the soft shoes.
Soft shoes. What mm-hmm. do you do in the hard shoes?
We do the hornpipes and the treble jigs. And the set dances.
Is the reason that the set dances are difficult because it's harder to get them in your head or because it's harder to get it out of the body?
Well, it's the triple steps. You gotta have the movement in your feet because it's like tap. You've got to get all the sounds out.
Yeah.
Because if you're competing and you don't hear all the sounds, they take points off for it. So it's harder than the reels.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, you can fake a reel, you can jump up and do something, but a set dance, if you miss your beats or if you miss a click, the judge picks it right up.
Okay. Let's see. We can hear on that microphone if I ask you, so. What is the next step that Shanda needs to go through in her training?
I would like her to see her go to Ireland, study some over there, and compete at the All World.
Yeah.
And I think she has capabilities to be the All World.
Has Shanda ever competed in competitions at like United States level or Eastern Coast?
She has. She's got a lot of trophies and medals from the up north. It's no competition in Florida. It's kind of a nice one, but up north it's very competitive.
Right.
And she won her first medal when she was, her first year in dancing, she was 3 years of age. She ended up with 7 medals and 3 trophies.
Yeah.
And she was always, I don't think there's ever been a competition you never won at. No. Always came in first. We were very surprised when it was the second. Second?
Yeah. Wrong point. When was the last time, Shanda, that you competed up north?
I think it was 2 summers ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In Delaware. Yeah, in Delaware.
Yeah.
I competed. I won a first in the hornpipe and a second in the slip jig.
Trophies.
Trophies-wise,
Can you notice the difference between people who have been taught by other teachers?
Yeah, because usually the teachers, like, they have their own style and materials that they teach, and plus the costumes, you know, you can tell.
Yeah.
But usually they have their own style of teaching. Their steps are, you can tell.
So you think that if, say, you moved away for 15 years and your mother had a student and you happened to go to a competition, you could spot your mother's student?
Probably, because she teaches down here and she still teaches the original.
Yeah.
Step dancing, but the teachers up north have the tendencies to put all these new little steps in the dancing that my mom doesn't usually use.
Hard
like if it's applicable to gymnastics, that's what I consider, not Irish dancing.
Yeah.
So even though the set dances are standardized, it's all the same set, they're still different styles.
Yeah. Well, and now there's in the set dances now there are four. Oh gosh, there's oozes of set dances. Four traditionals.
Okay.
That are the same no matter where you go. One is the St. Patrick's Day. The other is the Job of Journeywork, the Garden of Daisies, and the Blackbird. And they're traditional, and you can go from here to Australia to Ireland, and they're required in your test. It has to be the same steps, identical. Yeah. So that's why they call it four traditionals.
Yeah.
But other than that, you compose your own, or you can pick it up from another teacher, or have somebody else choreograph it for you, and then submit it, and you just, whatever you submit on your list, they just pick out the 16, and you have to dance those, demonstrate. Yeah.
All right, but now there's certain basics in step dancing, I would say, that don't change. Foot placement, like
right,
hands,
right.
Arms.
Arms to your sides.
Yeah.
And palm of your hands supposed to be inside of your legs.
Okay.
And you're supposed to be relaxed, yet you're supposed to have very good posture.
Right, you're not supposed to be stiff.
Shoulders shouldn't sag, you should be nice and straight, and you don't bend your knees too much. You're actually dancing the knees down, but if you're,
yeah,
you find some students where their really knees are bent, and they look like they call that dancing on your knees.
Yeah, and that's not good.
If I can explain it to you, like okay. This here, you know, you're supposed to say you're doing a simple jig step like this. They get some kids and they're down like this.
Oh. Yeah, squatting.
That's
down.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a lot of calf muscles and
right.
Ankle and
an
feet.
Awful lot.
That's what was sore that time you told us.
You
darn right.
Well, you were sore?
Yes, I was sore. You kidding me? Let's see, what other genius questions can I think of here? Do you, when you pick out music for students, whether it's Shanda or somebody else, you've got all those records in the stack. Do those tunes correspond to the tunes that are in O'Neill's book?
Yeah, most of them are in there.
Okay.
I like the jig for the beginners, the Irish washerwoman.
Yeah.
Which is dee 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 dee. And that's everybody, no matter what nationality
you are.
Everybody
knows that too.
Because that's an Irish jig.
Yeah.
And if the kids pick this up, and you have to have peppy music for beginners.
Yeah, okay.
They're not, you know, that rigid at their age.
Right.
When they, as they progress, they pick up a lot better, and they can condition themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, slow down. The normal tendency is for children to go very fast in dancing, so you really have to. Of course, you do come across an occasional beginner, and I have a couple of them who are right there with the music. Some of them take piano lessons, and that helps.
Right.
They get a great ear for music.
Is it some? I would say, I'm just guessing now, that a lot of the kids that you teach are not familiar with how fiddle tunes, Irish music, is constructed. You know, they're used to listening to, you know, the Michael Jackson or somebody. Do you find that it's better if they, come on, Don, getting ready. Do you find it's better if they can get the tunes in their head? Is it easier
right.
for them to learn? Otherwise, it just seems like we rote in memory of what foot goes next.
Right. In fact, I've had, you know, the children will say, okay, let's do the jig. And I go, which dance is that? So I sit them down and I tell them,
yeah.
Got to remember the names of your dances. And
right.
now they're starting to, because I get so upset with them. They say, well, which dance is that? Do I name
yeah.
a jig or a reel? No, they're getting better.
Somebody at the door. I'll just lay that right there.
But they're doing, most of the youngsters, see the disadvantage you have in Florida is that nobody, well I can't say nobody, most of the students have not seen Irish dancing other than what I have introduced to them.
Right.
Whereas up north it is extremely competitive.
Yeah.
And you know, you have a lot of schools.
Hello. Break time. Yeah, I would. Let's see, before we quit here, let's see, you wanted to ask.
About the
kidney,
the boys. The
different dances for boys and girls or men and women, and can you teach all of them?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only dance that the men don't do is a slip jig. That's basically a ladies' dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even your men teachers teach that. You have to. You have to
you
dance
have to
a slip
all.
Jig for your test, right?
Yeah.
The boys are usually better at the hard dances because they're so strong. Their legs are so strong, their muscles are so strong. They usually present the hard dances a lot better
mm-hmm.
than the girls
really
do.
Get
right.
Up in the air.
And they, you know, they wear kilts, as you know. All
mm-hmm.
the boys wear kilts in this.
They do.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Our boys do too.
Oh, because I was watching, who is it, Donnie Golden in New York, who's a big champion and all, and he just wore black, you know, sort of loose
now
black trousers that really look
yeah,
nice.
He does have a kilt.
And a white
shirt. Yeah, he does have a kilt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't wear a kilt unless he has to.
Yeah, and there's nothing feminine about them, let me tell you.
Yeah,
some of these guys are big strapping guys
yeah.
and very masculine.
Oh, yeah.
Legs,
yeah, the hands are. Let's see. What are some common tunes that you like for reels, jigs, and hornpipes?
Well, my favorite tune for a reel is the Sally Garden.
That's
a reel. That's 2/4 timing.
Okay, is that in O'Neill's book or Cole's?
I'm not sure.
I'll
let you know I have it.
Oh, you do? Good.
I can dance to any reel. It's just my preference. I love the Sally. When I was competing, that's one of my tunes I liked.
Okay.
The jigs, I have no preference to jigs, except like I say, for the Irish Washerwoman for the beginners.
Sure.
But
okay.
I can dance to.
Okay.
Yeah. And hornpipe, my favorite hornpipe is the Derry hornpipe, the Derry Dublin hornpipe.
Right. Is Derry and London Derry hornpipe?
Yeah, but
I guess
that's
different.
Makes a big difference to the Irish. You don't say London Derry.
You say Derry.
They dropped that.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I can understand why.
It's been official.
Oh, it has?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they, like people say the London Derry air, it's the Derry air.
Yeah.
And it's very insulting to the average Irishman when they put on
London.
Okay.
And the set dances, the Orange Rogue and Piper Through the Meadow Straying.
Uh-huh.
Is that in there? Are they in there, rather?
You know, I don't know. I think they should be. I think most of your long dances.
All right. Judging. Orange Rogue, there
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Okay, so the Orange Rogue, at least, we know that's in O'Neill's.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's
Piper through the Meadow Strain.
I don't know, what else?
I don't see that in here. It's tough, I put my glasses on.
Yeah. All right, let me look at it while you're... Has it got another name besides?
No, that would be it. I see everything else there about that.
Crazy.
Would it help if I sent a tape back with you?
They said that it'd be better to have sheet music. They all sight read music.
Yeah.
I was going to send them a tape, you know, of some of the Irish music I've got. Okay, let's see. I'm looking at the 1001 Gems, the Dance Music of Ireland. Captain Francis O'Neill. It's the paperback version, copyright 1965. And it has, I don't know, several hundred tunes. It's the paperback version.
1001.
This is
1001. That's how many tunes it's got.
This is 10. They have compiled all these into one book, but this is number one.
All right, this is.
So this gives you the basic intro. They have the same introduction to the Irish thing in all these, these books. So that would suffice there. Same information.
Okay, and this is 10 popular figure dances.
Right, that's 10. Is that book one? Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
book
that's
one.
Book three, La Rama 3, right. That's
official
good.
Handbook number 3, 1969.
Right, so that there's three books and they have them all compiled into one. They used to sell them singly because
right.
at one time they had one book out for the test, then they added the second and now it's three.
And this is written, it's in both
Ireland.
Gaelic and
yeah.
English.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. These are in fact dance. This is a dance instruction book. Popular
right.
figure dances. All right, okay. All right. Yes.
Oh.
What were you saying about Shannon?
I know, and not just because she's my daughter, but she does have the potential to be the all-world champion. She's a fantastic dancer.
Well, I wasn't kidding. I wrote in that little brochure that you got, I think, that just watching her dance, you get the sense that, you know, I mean, she knows she's pretty good, and I think she really,
she
enjoys doing that. So I think, yeah, I think you might be right.
I think we all know what we're good at and what we're not good at, and I think it's not a matter of being stuck on yourself. I think it's just having confidence in what you know you're good at.
Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
That's good. In her case.
Yeah. But there are no other certified instructors in Florida that you know of.
None at all. I wish there were. It would make it a little more competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people who teach that aren't certified. Some.
There was one girl. She's not teaching anymore.
Yeah. What about over in the Tampa, St. Peter? Do you know of any Irish activity over there?
No. I think the closest thing is up in the Carolinas. Not the Carolinas, I believe.
Perhaps.
The closest to that, again, then would be Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. Virginia.
Yeah.
I know there are quite a few in Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Northern Virginia.
We know some musicians from Washington.
Yeah. What about Irish music? Is there much live Irish music in the state?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Very, very little. There's Jack Smith's band, and then there's a couple of boys who are brothers that play, and then there's one other guy called Tommy Goin, and that's it.
Tommy?
Tommy Goin, G-O-I-N.
G-O-I-N.
Yeah.
No pipe players, Irish pipe players.
Oh, yeah, there's, let's see. There's the they're Scottish,
yeah.
Down in Fort Lauderdale. And there's one in, I'm not sure if they're Scottish or Irish. I think they're Scottish in Miami.
Yeah.
And there's one in Palm Beach, but the one in Palm Beach is definitely Scottish.
Okay.
We have a kid here in Fort Pierce. He's graduated from college, going after his master's, and he's got a beautiful singing voice, and he plays the pipes, and he's interested in getting some pipe schools going here.
Yeah.
So he's going to start teaching, I guess, in the fall.
I'd like to find a good Irish pipe player.
Oh, wait a minute. We do have one here in Fort Pierce, and I just found out about him. In fact, he played this last week, right, Elizabeth? He called us up last St. Patrick's Day and asked us to dance for him, and of course I was going to be out of town, so the little guys danced.
Yeah.
He piped them in. I never knew even any dances.
Huh.
His name is Barney Quinn. He's originally from New York, I guess Long Island.
Yeah.
And he was with the Emerald Society Pipe Band in New York.
Now is that Scottish or Irish?
He's Irish.
That's Irish
Emerald.
Pipes.
Yeah, Irish pipes.
Ooh.
He's got the full dress. Whole works.
I might have to hunt him up.
And he's good. He played this last Thursday over here for benefit for a mailman who has cancer.
Hmm.
And he piped the girls in again and played a number on stage and then walked off. Excellent.
Yeah.
I can give you his phone number.
Okay.
Barney, B-A-R-N-E-Y. Barney Quinn, B-A-R-N-E-Y. Q-U-I-N-N.
All right.
His number is 466-0777.
Great. Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce.
All right. Are there any Irish fiddle players around that you know of?
Well, Jack Smith has this Martin Kissel that plays with him. He's very good. He's not Irish, but he's indoctrinated.
He plays Irish too.
Oh, yeah, he sure does. Yeah, he plays the Coolin. Have you ever heard the Coolin? It's a very sad, haunting melody, and he goes, oh, it's beautiful.
Like
he
an air of some sort.
Right, yeah.
Are there any clubs or places where Irish people gather and have parties and drink beer? And
not in Fort Pierce. They have in Fort Lauderdale.
You don't know?
And Palm Beach they have some, but not Fort Pierce.
I wonder if the proprietors of those places would know of musicians in their towns that come to play live music there or something.
No, I know that's all that's available because I teach at the AOH Hall, which is the Ancient Order of Hibernians.
Okay.
And that's where these guys play when they do play.
Okay.
But there's nobody else around.
Yeah.
If they are, boy, they've grabbed up immediately. Everybody's looking for Irish musicians.
You're not kidding.
But Martin plays the fiddle and like I say, Jack Smith, he's the guy that has the band.
Right.
Todd, his daughter, plays the pipes and the accordion. And her boyfriend, I guess he's new to the band, he's got a music store down in Fort Lauderdale. He plays the accordion.
Okay.
I don't know what else. I've only heard him play the accordion.
Yeah.
And I don't know of anybody else that plays the fiddle. Just Martin.
All right, now when you say accordion, do you mean the keyboard accordion or the button accordion, or both?
I know he plays the button accordion.
Yeah.
But the French boys, those brothers I was telling you about, I remember suddenly it was two brothers that play.
Mm-hmm. Where were they?
They're in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
They play the button.
Okay.
One plays the... Well, they don't both play this. I think one plays the drums and the other plays the button accordion.
Yeah.
It's little one.
Did you mention their names?
I don't know their first names. Their last name is French.
F-R-E-N-C-H.
C-H. Got their phone number somewhere.
Oh, good.
Brom Gorgon. B-R-O-U-G-H-N. His first name is Brom. B-R-O-U-G-H-N. Last name is Gorey, G-O-R-E-Y. His address?
Yeah.
521 Northeast 17th Street, Boca Raton, 33432. His phone number is 392-4537.
No.
He's president of the AOH, which is the Ancient Order of Hibernians. It's an old, old Irish organization.
Good.
I have to go get my other book. I still have his number. Let me look in the other book for French. Gilligan.
Tom Gilligan, all right.
G-I-L-L-I-G-A-N. His number is 791-3541.
Are you taking this home?
Go for one. Yeah.